Hi, this is Daniel Garber at the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. TIFF started just last night and continues through the 17th, and I've seen a lot of films already, but I'm barred from commenting on most of them until they have their first public screening. So, let me tell you a bit about a few European movies that aren't embargoed having their Canadian premieres at TIFF. And all three of these are dark comedy. The Square, directed by Ruben Östlund. Christian, played by Claes Bang, is a rich, handsome, and successful guy at the top of his game. He's divorced with two kids and uses his single status to pick up women for one-night stands. At work, he's the chief curator at a famous art museum inside a former royal palace. The gallery is known for challenging old ideas. It's revolutionary, like the new show he's working on called The Square, a simple brass plaque on the plaza where a statue of a king on a horse once stood. Now The Square welcomes everybody as a place of respect and responsibility, whether you're rich or poor, have or have not Swedish-born, or a recent immigrant. But things start to go wrong that call into question his integrity and high-mindedness. When con artists steal his cell phone, he traces it back to a public housing high-rise, but he doesn't know which apartment it's in, so he prints up hundreds of threatening letters and drops them into each apartment mailbox. Later at work, he scoffs when an accident happens that disturbs an art installation. He says, just replace it, it's just stones. No one will notice, he says. And he hires young NBA hotshots to promote The Square, that's a new installation, but he doesn't pay enough attention to what they're doing. They're making an offensive promotional video. He thinks as long as it goes viral, it's all good. And his personal life spirals way out of control when he tries to juggle responsibility towards his bratty kids with his sex life. So will his life and career all collapse from a series of awful mistakes? And will he ever realize he's part of the system causing all these disasters? Okay, The Force by the director of Force Majeure is a biting satire about hypocrisies in the art world, told in a series of very funny vignettes. Like he has a night of sex with a woman he meets, played by Elizabeth Moss from Handmaid's Tale and Mad Men. So when it turns into a hilarious fight over who owns the used condom, the man or the woman. Really funny scene. This is a long movie, 2 hours, 20 minutes, but a very enjoyable one. It actually won the Palme d'Or. That's the top prize at Cannes. Happy End, directed by Michael Haneke. Georges Laurent, played by Jean-Louis Trintignant, is the patriarch of Laurent Enterprises, a huge corporation based in Calais, France. It's run by his daughter Anne, played by Isabelle Huppert, a no-nonsense businesswoman. Her brother Thomas, played by Mathieu Kassovitz, a successful surgeon, also lives in the family estate with his young wife Anaïs. Then there's the third generation where things are not so good. Pierre, played by Franz Rogowski, and son, well, he knows how to wear a head hat, but that's about it. So he ends up being responsible for this disaster that happens at one of their construction sites. And then there's Thomas's daughter, Eve, played by Fantine Ardouin. His daughter from a previous marriage, she suddenly comes back into his life when his ex-wife gets very, very ill. So the cute and innocent little girl is not as nice as she seems. She's a tiny psychopath who does horrible things just for the lulz and to share them anonymously online or on Snapchat. And then Georges, the patriarch, desperately wants to die. Okay, so Happy End is a very dark comedy about a rich, dysfunctional family. Haneke is a great director, and in this one he does something really unusual. I don't think I've ever seen it before. He recreates characters from a previous film, but with a completely different backstory. So they're not the same people, but the characters are still the same, if you know what I mean. So Amour, which won an Oscar in 2013, was about an elderly musician, Georges, played by the same man, facing his wife's dementia. Well, in Happy End, Georges is back again, and with the same daughter, again by Isabelle Huppert, but this time they're not musicians, but corporate leaders. And this one, it's a comedy, not a tragic love story. Anyway, lots to think about. Very good movie. The Killing of a Sacred Deer, directed by Yorgos Lanthimos. Stephen and Anna, played by Colin Farrell and Nicole Kidman, are a Cincinnati power couple. They're both successful doctors, and they live in a beautiful home with their two kids. Everything is totally normal, totally great, except there's this teenaged boy named Martin, played by Barry Keoghan, who Stephen is spending a lot of time with. He meets him on the sly, treating him to lunch at a local diner, meeting him beneath a city bridge, and he buys Martin a Rolex as a birthday gift. And then he asks him to meet his family. Okay, what's going on here? Well, it turns out the boy's father died a couple years ago, and guess who was the heart surgeon? Yeah, Stephen. So at first, Martin seems to want to befriend him. He even tries to set Stephen up with his mom, played by Alicia Silverstone, at a extremely awkward dinner date. But his true motives are much more sinister. He says Stephen must suffer as much as he suffered when his father died. He calls on him to sacrifice, in the manner of the ancient Greeks, a sacred deer, meaning one of his family members, either his wife or his son or his daughter. And due to some strange hocus pocus or psychological hypnotism, whatever it is, the doctors can't diagnose it, but the two kids become paralyzed from the waist down. And he says they're going to die unless you come to a decision and stop the terror. Okay, Killing of a Sacred Deer is a freaking weird, bizarre movie. It's advertised as a horror movie, and there is a fair amount of that, but like all of Lanthimos' movies, from Dogtooth to The Lobster, this is more of a dark comedy with a super bizarre premise. And like all his movies, the characters talk, well, like robots. They say inappropriately formal things, and no one notices their own strangeness because everyone in the movie acts that way. So you get the feeling sometimes he doesn't quite treat it all seriously as he might. I mean, I don't mind that, but it's weird. So whenever Martin appears in the scene, all of a sudden this dun, 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 scary music appears in the background to let you know, uh-oh, this is big trouble, like way, way louder than you would expect. Even in a totally innocuous situation, like brushing his teeth or something. Okay, so I think I like this. I think I liked it a lot, but it kind of freaked me and left me feeling very creeped out. It's alternatively funny and disturbingly shocking. Okay, Killing of a Sacred Deer, The Square, and Happy End are all playing right now at TIFF. Go to tiff.net for details. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.